The moments in life are many.
Anyone know what this is, class? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone seen this before?
The classic moment of ultimate boredom in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But in a sense, we're all living our own Bueller moments, right? When reality slows down, is that my boss talking to me?
Sure, you do that from now on. That would be great. And I'll go ahead and make sure.
It's kind of like walking through the devil's emporium or a store that the devil owns. As you walk around,
when the church sermon starts to sound like a sermon,
we're all trying to do the right thing for our constituents, for our country, and for our national security.
The congressional hearing starts to sound like a congressional hearing. Except in our time, you know, you can just look down, pick up your smartphone or tablet and play a little game. Check your email, deal some poker like Senator John McCain was caught doing earlier this week.
Well, the thing that may disturb people after the initial euphoria is over about this is that
John McCain himself, whose plodding voice may have inspired a few impromptu digital small-screen vacations.
That is a rather serious step. It's one thing to say you're not going to challenge a law in court or something like that.
Anyway, McCain was called, you may have heard about this, to task for playing poker on his smartphone during that Senate hearing. But these days, don't we all grab a little two-minute vacation wherever we can? We'd love to know from you the answer to this question. I feel perfectly fine about playing solitaire or some other game on my phone when blank is going on. Let us know at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Joining us is Sherry Turkle, an MIT technology and society specialist, the author of Alone Together, Why We Expect More from Technology and Less of Each Other. Professor Turkle, welcome.
Hi.
So McCain doing this little leisure deal at the hearing didn't bother me at all. It seems to me we all take these little 90-second vacations. So what does that do to us?
Well, it does a lot of things to us. People in my work, people are texting during in church. They're texting during corporate board meetings. Parents are texting during breakfast with their kids. I mean, we've come to a point where what we're intolerant of is we're intolerant of the boring bits in life. And there are studies, actually, what are showing that these little breaks are distracting to the people around us. They're distressing to our children who want our full attention. But also when students take these little multitasking breaks in class, they really bring down the performance of the whole class. Who are distracted when people are texting around them or doing little video games around them. So in a way, Senator McCain doing that in something as serious as the Syria hearing, it kind of gives permission for this kind of behavior, just as the texting in class has now become a norm that really is breaking down performance of what's happening in our classrooms.
Although he would say he's choosing, that basically he does his best work when he's behind closed doors with President Obama, and when the public hearing and the cameras are rolling, it's more boring, so he's going to play some poker, and that's all he's doing. He's more aware of the quality moments rather than the boring moments.
Well, but, you know, we're starting to really find that, you know, we don't know in conversation, when the important moments of revelation are going to come. In normal human interchange, we find ourselves sparked at moments that are unpredictable. And the habit that we're getting into of kind of tuning out in lectures means that we can't be in lecture settings. And so we're starting to, you know, design online education so that there are never boring bits, so that things are always kind of coming to us in pellets of exciting, you know, of exciting little mind-sized bits of performance.
Right, sound bites. The sound bites, academia sound bites. Well, we've got, of course, to move on, but it's a great point that solitaire and poker is sort of sucking up our capacity to be surprised. Sherry Turkle, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Sherry Turkle is an MIT professor, author of Alone Together, Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Each Other.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.